Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready to rock?
I am so ready to rock. I am pleasantly prepared. I'm rested. I'm ready. I'm tanned.
You're fresh.
No, I'm not. No, fresh at all. I am prepared, however, to share. I'm learning to share. I'm ready to share.
Here we are. I'm Joel.
And I'm Chuck, and this is the Cosmic Slot Podcast. Thank you very much for checking it all out.
Splendid to see or hear or be heard by you.
Yes, at your convenience, because that's how computers work. So we play some songs, we record them, and you listen to them. And we'd hope that you'd let us know what you think of them as well. We're going to start, however, with something, an old favorite, a childhood favorite.
A soft pillow of sound.
Oh, but
a soft windy pillow of
but
sound.
It churns. It kind of gets a swing in right at the very end.
And then it stops.
But the key instrument, the key instrument that goes with this, sort of a soft rock band, sort of a western-y sounding band.
When you hear Firefall.
Oh, it's the flute.
It's the flute.
Flute rock, if you will. It's a phrase we've loved for many years, and it continues to be. This is the quintessential song that it's flute rock for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it also makes me think of various, you know, AM radio experiences growing up.
Riding in the Pinto.
It touches all.
No, I think we had the LeBaron at this point.
Oh, well, we were definitely, for me, let's see, this song, probably the vintage of the Ford Elite.
But in 1978, Firefall, a supergroup of sorts.
Yeah, a couple of dudes from the Byrds and another
Flying
dude.
Flying Burrito Brothers,
yes.
Spirits.
And one guy from the Byrds, who then later was in the Burrito Brothers. You got to get your Pete Frame rock family tree out.
Your California dudes hanging out and playing music together.
Yes.
Tree.
But they did very well for themselves. Several big hits, this being among them. It's Strange Way. This is Firefall.
On Cosmic Slot.
The podcast.
Didn't I hear your voice? the ships at night can find their way. I wanna marry a lighthouse keeper, won't that be okay? We'll have parties on a coral reef and clam bakes on the shore. We'll invite the neighbors in, the seagulls by the score. I dream of living in a lighthouse, baby, every single day. Dream of living in a lighthouse, the white one by the bay. So if you wanna make the dreams come true, you be a lighthouse keeper. We could live in a lighthouse, the white one by the bay. I'll polish this lamp by the light of day, so the ships at night can find their way.
You may be wondering what the hell that was and where you have heard it before.
Well, it's like a little show tune. It sounds like old-time vaudeville music. It sounds like funny little things, but it's from that movie.
Well, it's from it. Well, you will know a version of that,
yes,
from the film A Clockwork Orange.
But the version you just heard is, in fact, the original.
It's the original. It's a group called Sun Forest. There were three American expatriates in swinging London at the turn of the 60s and the 70s. Yep, trying to make it big as models and as performers. And there are two Sun Forest songs on the Clockwork Orange soundtrack. That, credited as I Want to Marry a Lighthouse Keeper, mm-hmm, by Erica Eigen.
Oh, it's credited in the movie to
somebody
else?
It's credited to Erica Eigen, the singer. And there
who is
also,
or is not a member of that band?
Who is a member of that band.
Okay.
Erica Eigen sings it in Sun Forest as well. And the other song, which is the kickoff track from the Sun Forest album, mm-hmm, Overture to the Sun, is also featured in A Clockwork Orange and in a different form. They ran into Stanley Kubrick at a cocktail party. He said, I like your sound. I'm going to put you in my film. And so they recorded two of their songs for A Clockwork Orange.
So was the album out and around and people could
around
potentially
about, yes,
have had it prior to the movie?
Yeah, 1969 is when the record came out. And that's about when the movie was being made.
Anything come of them after the movie?
Not at all. They kind of bummed around and then broke up and went back to the United States.
I would hope that they get a piece of the soundtrack action to this day.
Well, Erica Eigen probably does. That's Lighthouse Keeper by Sun Forest.
Mm-hmm.
That is the full version of the song. There's only a snippet in Clockwork Orange and on the soundtrack. Right?
That's what
it's very complicated.
That's what Stanley Kubrick heard and said, I need that in my movie.
Mm-hmm. It's got that kind of creepy, folky sound.
Uh-huh.
And that was coming out of Firefall's Strange Wave.
Yes. The flute rock gives way to a Latin-esque hoedown right at the end of it.
Yes.
It's really...
Just as it starts to heat up, it stops.
Oh, well, imagine in concert. I bet you they could really lay out on that one.
Oh, yeah. They could coast.
It could go for days.
Mm-hmm. Let's go in a completely different direction.
And Joel's got to be the guy that leads the way on this one, because I don't know nothing about plastics.
We got a request on the Facebook group.
Correct.
Go to Facebook, join our group, and you can see that request, and you can make requests of your own. But the fella wanted to hear the plastics, because remembered seeing him on SCTV.
Yep.
Second City Television, and the SCTV re-releases brought the plastics back to mind. Now, the plastics were a German new wave, not a German, Japanese new wave group.
Very different.
Yeah, completely different. And filtering Devo and B-52s,
yep,
in their unique Japanese way, and how they ended up on SCTV was, I think the TV station in Edmonton had a bunch of videotapes sitting around, and this was just one that they could, they just grabbed it because it was weird. And it's Jerry Todd's video show is having a video battle with Tim Ishimuni from Japan, and Tim Ishimuni plays the Plastics' top secret man.
And everybody goes
yeah, crazy because it is an insane video. The album came out in 1980, Welcome Plastics. And Top Secret Man is the it's the standout track. There are other good ones on the record, but this is the winner.
The other one that we were listening to before we started recording here also reminded me, like, there's a huge amount of Buggles action there.
Sure, yeah.
I'm guessing a lot of this sort of kind of pointy, angular, mm-hmm. new wave stuff,
and influenced
Trevor Horn a great deal.
And contemporary Japanese electronica bands mm-hmm. sound an awful lot like the Plastics. Polysix, mm-hmm. in particular, comes to mind, and they're fantastic as well. But the Plastics are great, and this is that song, as featured on SCTV. This is Top Secret Man,
requested on Cosmic Slop,
the podcast.
Everybody's talking, everybody's walking.
Ground for everyone.
Walking in the rain, talking about the pain.
Talking by myself.
Ooh. Everybody knows. The secret.
Ooh.
Everybody knows. The secret. Wild news banging in my ears.
Ground for everyone.
I got a man and then get up and go. I got my bikes and a lot of the kitchen. I got my bike riding on the highway. I do some mountain, go, 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 go.
It's got the Holy Ghost. I'm shaking all in.
That makes me so happy every time I hear it. That damn thing just goes on and on. It is one
And much like Firefall earlier.
Stanky groove.
Much like Firefall earlier, if you are familiar with the 10-plus minute full version of the Barquet's Holy Ghost,
it goes on.
You will recognize that once that song started to heat up,
yep,
it stopped.
It does indeed.
Because there is a crazy-ass percussion breakdown
that is only hinted at. You can have a whole dance party in the middle of the song, and then the song just keeps going. Those are the Barquets. That is a later-era Barquets tune, once everything got really sort of big and glossy in the 70s. And the Barquets, a tight little R&B group. They backed Otis Redding. Members of the band also were perished in the same plane crash that took Otis Redding's life. Mm-hmm. But the band continued on to get super heavy on the Stax label.
Yep.
And if you've ever seen Watt Stax,
yeah.
Man, they are the crazy group. They are the crazy group with the big white afros.
Yeah, they're out of control and a fine, dynamic
mm-hmm.
group on stage.
Don't they also back up Rufus Thomas? They're part mm-hmm. of the band that backs up Rufus
yeah,
Thomas.
Yeah, they are a Stax house band.
Consider this your Cosmic Slob recommendation, that if you've not seen the movie Watt Stax, you ought get hip to that movie.
And see the reconstructed full version with Isaac Hayes making his appearance. The Black Moses comes into the arena. And oh man, it's something else.
The Barquets are just one facet of that entire thing. But Holy Ghost is a long time Cosmic Slob favorite, mm-hmm. and we figured it was time to play it again.
And only 2 years after that, the Plastics brought out Top Secret Man.
That was cool.
Which was the first thing that we played.
Japanese
in chunk.
Japanese new wave interestingness. Mm-hmm. And I like that. It's new to me.
Angular and peppy.
I watched plenty of SCTV, and I know all about the Jerry Todd, but when I think SCTV, I think of the Plasmatics, not necessarily the Plastics,
right.
When they're on the Fish and Musician.
With Gil Fisher and the Fish and Musician.
But I do not think of the Plastics. But now,
oh, no, Tim Ishimuni. We have the Plastics.
But now I
learned. Oh, they will defeat you.
We turn now to whimsy and memory and nostalgia.
Exactly.
And we're not talking about us. We're talking about the Turtles.
Specifically, Howard Kalin and Mark Volman, the heart and soul of the Turtles. And
you'll be hearing from the other guys' lawyers soon.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, they were all fine performers too, but these two guys were the, as I said, the heart and soul of the Turtles.
It's
true. Late 60s, record company problems. They were, you know, nobody knew how to market them, and they were just kind of getting tired of the whole thing.
And they got screwed a couple times over in several
royally.
Different ways.
Yes. In imperial fashion, not just royally, imperially. And, you know, late 60s, sitting around Volman and Kalin, waxing nostalgic for their childhood, wrote a really sweet little song called Marmondy Mill. And they name check each other in the song. They're talking about Marcy, who's, you know, Mark Volman, and Howie, who is Howard Kalin. And, you know, growing up and going off to the big city later on, but they're still going to be the best of friends. And they
are.
Yeah, it's an adorable little song, and the Turtles did not record this, but it's on the second Flo and Eddie record called Flo and Eddie, and they turned this nice little song into a gigantic 7-plus minute sound collage epic, and it suffers for it. But the nugget of the song is just this sweet little thing, and this is the demo version of Marmondy Mill by the Turtles, quote unquote.
That's because that's what lovely archival releases are for.
Mm-hmm.
Little gems pop up out of no place, and
yes, you can find it on Solid Zinc, the Turtles anthology, and yeah, all sorts of good music there.
I will also recommend that if you ever go hanging out on YouTube and search for Flo and Eddie or any videos mm-hmm. Turtle things, there's a video clip on there. I think it's when Flo.
The fluorescent leech.
I think it's when
Mark Volman.
Yes, I think it's when he turned 50.
Okay.
Kalin couldn't be there, and so he recorded this touching him at the piano, telling stories about them being for childhood friends at a piano, and it's filled with, you know, off-color double entendre insults left mm-hmm. and right. So if you really want a video equivalent of these two guys and their long, long friendship, listen to this song and seek out that YouTube. Mm-hmm. But right now, I'll shut up and let them tell their own story.
These guys are geniuses.
The Turtles.
Marmondy Mill.
On Cosmic Slop.
The podcast. Emily Child,
Why don't you smile? Every child should learn how to smile. You like me, we're born crying. She like we, will cry when she's dying. How many smiles will you smile today? Emily Ann, give me your hand. I'll talk to you. You won't understand. Funny man with mustache moving. Funny man, what are you proving? What have your words done for you today? Marcy, upstate boy.
say, was that Blood, Sweat, and Tears? No, wait, it was The Spiral Staircase.
No, it was
Chicago.
No.
Who was that masked horn band, that horn rock band that just rode on by?
It is not Blood, Sweat, and Tears, so there's no meat involved.
No, it is
not The Spiral Staircase, so there's nothing artificial or humanly constructed about it. It goes back to the earth. That is sod.
Sod.
A group called Sod.
Whom we know absolutely nothing about.
As in Chunks of Turf. And I'm sure that if the Sod record were released in England, they, you know, much like the Monkees, Randy Scouse-Gitt, would have to go by an alternate title. They'd have to call themselves something different. But that was Sod.
And the song is called Too Loose to Get Tight. And that's just, that was a great track a couple years ago. I picked that up off of Larry Grogan's fantastic, and we've plugged it before, we'll do it again, the Funky 16 Corners MP3 blog. I encourage you to check it out.
It sounds like if David Clayton Thomas was too busy at the buffet to walk away and they got Charlie Daniels to sing for Blood, Sweat, and Tears instead.
It's true. There's a great big organ solo in the middle, and then the guitar guy goes crazy for the rest of the song. Hope you enjoyed and endured that. We started that out with The Turtles, with a demo version for a song that came out later, but nonetheless, they'll call it The Turtles.
Mm-hmm. That's Marmondy Mill.
There we go. With that, we wrap up another podcast. Thanks for checking it out. Please.
Oh, we hope you enjoyed it.
Please go to CosmicSlop.com and check out for all the latest news and whatever else we got cooking. Go to Facebook, join the Facebook group, make requests, send us messages, say howdy, we like that lots. We're almost 140 strong on that little group.
Hey, it's growing all the time.
It's nice.
And also, go to archive.org.
Well, you can just go to the CosmicSlop.com
actually, go
page
to the
and Cosmic, scroll
yeah,
down.
Go to CosmicSlop.com and check out the bottom of the page where we talk about Have You Never Been Mellow, our ahead of its time.
Way ahead.
Adult.
Prescient.
rock-based soft music show that we did 10 years ago.
I know, isn't that weird?
On a beautiful music station here in town. They let us do it for a little over a year, and it's groundbreaking. They're really enjoyable shows.
I say this with all the bias that we can possibly, which is, hey, those have aged pretty well, and even if it wasn't me, I enjoy listening to those shows now.
Yeah, those two guys are pretty good.
Anyway,
I wonder who they are.
We used to do a show called Have You Never Been Mellow, and our friend Ron Gerber of KFA Icecraft in the past was nice enough to put in the man labor to go and...
Apparently Ron's days are 30 hours long as opposed to 24 like the rest of us.
He dubbed cassettes, air checks of that old show, and put them up online, and we've got them linked up on CosmicSlop.com.
Bless you,
sir. So we thank Ron. We are big fans of him. We are friends of him. We're fans of his show. And we urge you to also go check out CrapFromThePast.com and learn all you may possibly know about the wondrous world of Ron's brain and his record collection, because he rules.
It's pretty neat.
And with that, we will see you next time. Mm-hmm. And we will say adieu. I don't think we've said the name before, but we will let Lello and his Visconti take you out on our fabulous theme song. And we'll see you next time here on Cosmic Slot,
the podcast.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.